Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, OTAs have kicked off. Ndamukong Suh has arrived. Ndamukong Suh spoke to the media for the first time today.
Yes, he did.
And had an interesting press conference.
It really was. You know, it started great. It really did. He talked for a little over 10 minutes, and you know, 9 minutes and 30 seconds of it was just great stuff about he's got this program he adheres to get himself. I'm Suh. I show up at the same time every year, which is true. If you look at the calendar, he's here at the start of the OTAs. You know, he's a 3-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro. I want to be in Detroit. If it was my contract, I wouldn't be here now. All of that stuff. And then we get to the, you know, the swan song. And that's when things went in the dumper.
And the swan song was him talking about the 2010 draft, how maybe he had could have had some control over that but chose Detroit. You know, I think he meant probably something different than he said. And you know, in your column, though, you kind of maybe tried to explain it a little bit.
Well, I think the bottom line on it was that Suh was trying to underscore, trying to emphasize how much he, you know, that he really wants to stay in Detroit. And by saying that, also adding, if I didn't want to be here, I could have gotten it, so I wasn't drafted by the Lions. I talked to people who know what was going on, and there's a plausible explanation for what Suh said. You know, the Lions had the second pick, they took Suh. The Bucks had the third pick, they took Gerald McCoy. They wanted Suh. There's no state income tax in Tampa. The weather's better. Their record was a little bit better recently, and Suh's mind maybe just considered these possibilities that I'll put a lot of pressure on the Lions and make them pass on me, take Gerald McCoy, and the Bucks will draft me. And the Bucks would have a prearranged agreement that will pay you number two money. The bottom line is, you know, Martin Mayhew said, I'm drafting Ndamukong Suh, end of story.
And he's been a terrific player for them. Gerald McCoy's been a terrific player for the Bucks, and I think it's worked out for both teams. Let's quickly move somewhere else. OTAs. You know, this is the first time we got to see this Lions team for an entire practice, 11-on-11s, full sessions. What jumped out to you?
Well, it's not a big deal, but everybody does things a little bit differently. I look at some of the quarterback drills. They did things a little differently. You know, they threw a little bit in the warm-ups, a little bit more on the run. The quarterbacks, I mean, all of them, not just Matthew Stafford, but they ran running. They threw running towards this line of scrimmage and backpedaling. That was just a different way of doing the drill. And I watched the way things operate a little bit differently. The tempo. They operated at a faster tempo, I think, offensively than the last staff did. They just, you know, go. We'll make our corrections later. And I think tempo is a big part of this offense.
You know, I think they're trying to figure out a lot of different roles, too. I mean, you look at a guy like Joseph Fourier. Just in a two-hour session today, he played in line, he played in the slot, he played out wide. You looked at the different positions with Calvin, the two tight end sets, using a fullback. I think you really got to see how this offense is going to come together with a lot of different parts, a lot of different kinds of formations. On the defensive side of the ball, you saw a more aggressive unit. I think you saw the cornerbacks creeping up a little bit. You saw that Sam linebacker creeping up a little bit. So, you know, that was the fun part about for me is seeing the 11-on-11 and seeing how some of the things that we've talked about with Joe Lombardi and Terrell Lawson, how they're finally kind of coming together.
Well, not to get too technical because I can't understand it either, okay? So hang on with us out there. But, no, but really, you talked about the linebackers. You know, they're not just going to play behind the line of scrimmage this year. They're going to play up on the line. It's an entirely different way of playing. You know, remember when Julian Peterson was here? He played a different style of football here than he was used to, and it sort of negated some of his natural abilities. So you're going to get, you know, like Kyle Van Noy up on the line of scrimmage as a rush linebacker. And you'll see more big plays if, in fact, they play to the scheme the way they think they will.
So, obviously, some of these rules will become defined. Lions still have 8 OTA practices left. Another one next week that we can see and some media sessions. So, we'll have it all wrapped up here in Allen Park.